We're glad you could join us today for the Concepts of Faith broadcast. This program is dedicated to teach you how to put the Word of God to work so that it will make a positive difference in the everyday circumstances of your life. And now, here's Charles Capps.
Now we're talking about the kingdom of God, and specifically we're talking about the will of the kingdom. Jesus said, pray the will of God be done in earth as it is in heaven. So that is the will of God for this planet. Regardless of what happens on this planet in the interim time between now and the time the lease on this planet runs out, it is still the will of God that it be on earth as it is in heaven. So stop and ask yourself, how is it in heaven? Now, if you want to know if it's God's will to heal you, if you want to know if it's God's will for you to be prosperous, if you want to know if it's God's will for this or that to happen, just stop and ask yourself, how will it be when we get to heaven? Now, let's go back to this trial and test thing, because I think this is where most people miss it. They think that the trials and tests are designed to make you perfect in this life or to perfect you and make you more like Jesus. That's not what the Bible says. Jesus said that Satan comes to steal the word. The things that he uses to steal the word of God out of you is affliction, persecution, deceitfulness of riches, lust of other things. The first thing he said is affliction. Now you see, it's not the fact that these afflictions and problems of life come to make you stronger. If it were true that they were here to make you stronger, and that's what God was using to perfect the church, then Jesus was really confused, because he said Satan was the one that was doing it. And I don't believe that God is using the father of all lies to perfect the church, do you? No, the Holy Spirit and the Word of God can do that. So actually, when we see what the kingdom, the will of the kingdom is for this planet Earth, then we can fall into line with the Bible principles and Bible teaching concerning the things that religion has taught us down through the years and confused people. When you look at it the way religion's looked at it, you get confused sometimes. You know, someone's made the statement that the Bible is so simple, you'd have to have someone to help you misunderstand. And I believe that. But we've had a lot of help down through the years. We really have. I mean, there's been a lot of people working day and night to help you misunderstand the Bible. Now, I don't know whether they were doing it on purpose or not. Bless their darling confused hearts. But nevertheless, they were confusing people. Now, let's see something about the kingdom here. It is the will of God that it be on the planet Earth as it is in heaven. Now, listen to what Jesus said concerning that. Go with me to Matthew, the 5th chapter. Jesus makes this statement in verse 3, blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of God. Blessed are the poor in spirit. Now, in one of the other Gospels, it makes the statement this way. In fact, it's Luke's Gospel. Let's turn to it and we'll compare the Scriptures. Luke chapter 6 and verse 20. Jesus lifted up his eyes on his disciples and said, blessed are ye poor, for yours is the kingdom of God. Now notice, there's always somebody trying to take the first scripture we read there and say that, well, now Jesus said it's and this very verse here, and trying to say that Jesus said you're blessed if you're poor. Or you're just blessed if you're in poverty. Well, now that's not what he's saying here. Then somebody said, and look at it from another different angle. But now let's analyze this for just a minute. Notice the statement, blessed are ye poor. So evidently, it is the fact that Jesus is preaching to poor people. Isn't that right? I mean, he stood up in the synagogue and read from the scripture what God said about him. In the 4th chapter of Luke, and you know what he said? He said, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he hath anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. Preach the gospel. You know what gospel means? Good news. What's good news to the poor man? That you don't have to be poor no more. I mean to tell you. Now somebody tried to make that all out spiritual. Now certainly there's spiritual things involved there, but it's not all spiritual. It's total prosperity. He said, "Blessed are ye poor, for yours is the kingdom of God." Now, stop and think for a minute. What is it about a poor man that really stands out about him? He's willing to receive, isn't he? I mean, did you ever walk up to a beggar and pull out a $20 bill and start to hand it to him? Oh, no, I couldn't take that. No. Man, I mean, he said, thank you, sir, thank you. He's willing to receive. So blessed are ye poor. Not blessed just because you're poor, but because the kingdom of God is yours. The kingdom is yours. And in that kingdom, God will supply every single thing that you have need of. Now, go with me to the fourth chapter of Mark. Mark chapter 4. Let's read as Jesus. I'm not going to read the whole parable here, but Jesus tells the parable of the sower. And let's pick up on it in verse 11. "And he said unto them, unto you it is given to know the mystery of the kingdom of God." Well, let's back up to verse 9. After he told the parable, here's what he said. "He that hath ears to hear, let him hear." He that hath ears to hear, let him hear. Now, see, everybody has ears, but not everyone has ears to hear. See, those people that came in Jesus' meeting just to listen to him, see what he'd say to accuse him of something. Get something out of his mouth that they could use against him. He said, "He that hath ears to hear, let him hear. And when he was alone, they that were about him with the 12, ask him the parable. And he said unto them, unto you it is given to know the mystery of the kingdom of God. But unto them that are without, all these things are done in parables, that seeing they may see and not perceive, and hearing they may hear and not understand, lest at any time they should be converted and their sins should be forgiven them." Now, what's Jesus saying here? One of the other Gospels says it this way. They ask him, "Why do you speak to them in parables?" He said, "Because it is given for you to know the mystery of the kingdom of God, but unto them it is not given." You know why it wasn't given to them? Because they didn't have ears to hear. They were not out to learn anything. They were out to catch Jesus in something to use it against him. Now, here's the thing that I want you to see in this. That when Jesus talks about it is given for you to know the mystery of the kingdom of God, he's saying these things are hidden in the Word of God that you may know them. They're not hidden from you. They're hidden here from the world that you may be able to perceive it. That's why he spoke it to them in parables. Now, you notice in all of Jesus' teaching, he'd always take something natural and bring out a spiritual truth out of it. And he brought the two together to show you how it worked. Now, that's what he did here in this parable of the sower. Now, we'll get into that a little further on. But I wanted you to see this. He said, "It's given for you to know the mystery of the kingdom of God." Say it with me. "It is given for me to know the mystery of the kingdom of God." Well, we're going to find out from the Word of God what he's talking about, the mystery of the kingdom of God. He's talking about how the kingdom works. Because he came to the poor, he's preaching to the poor, and he says, "Blessed are ye poor, for yours is the kingdom." What did God do? God gave the kingdom to the poor, or to the people that were poor spiritually, to those that were poor financially, physically, and every other way. He redeemed us from the curse. The curse of the law included poverty, sickness, and spiritual death. So there's total prosperity in salvation. The word salvation means deliverance, preservation, healing, and soundness. And any way you figure it, any way you go at it, that means prosperity. Glory be to God. See, prosperity is more than just money. Prosperity is all of these other things involved in it. So, blessed are the poor, for theirs is the kingdom of God. Well, that's why that it is the will of God that it be done on earth as it is in heaven, because God has given us the kingdom. Now, this kingdom that he's referring to is no less capable, of supplying every human need than the kingdom that'll be set up in the New Jerusalem. In fact, it is the same kingdom. It is a different manifestation of that kingdom. Are you listening to me? It is the same kingdom, but is a different manifestation of the kingdom. It is not the literal kingdom. It is the kingdom of God that is within the hearts of men. Say, the kingdom of God is within me. Well, thank God it is, and that's good news, isn't it?
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
God bless you. I do appreciate you joining us for the Concepts of Faith broadcast today, and I trust you've been blessed as we've taught concerning the kingdom of God.
Now, our offer this week will be CD offer number 7230. That's CD offer number 7230, The Gospel of the Kingdom. Two CDs for $15 plus $4 postage and handling, a total of $19.
The Gospel of the Kingdom. You remember Jesus taught about the kingdom of God. He went about preaching concerning the kingdom of God. And in Matthew, the 6th chapter, Jesus teaching his disciples to pray, in verse 9, says, "After this manner therefore pray ye, Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven." Now that's an amazing phrase. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Now he taught his disciples to pray that way. Then evidently it must be the will of God that it be on earth today the same as it is in heaven. That is the will of God. Well, you know it's not that way yet. But that's the will of God. That was God's purpose and plan from the beginning, that earth be as it is in heaven. But because of sin, because of what Adam did, and Satan came into the planet, brought sickness and disease and poverty and the curses upon the earth, then it's not that way today. But Jesus said, pray that it'll get that way. So that tells us that it is the will of God that it be on earth the same as it is in heaven. Now, that surprises some folks. They think that it's this way down here, and wars and all the things going on, destroying people's lives, because that's ultimately the will of God. No, it's not the will of God. It's the will of the devil. God's will is right here. Pray thy kingdom come. When the kingdom of God set up on the earth, it will be that way here on earth. Then in Luke, the 12th chapter, Jesus said, "Fear not, little flock. It is your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom." So he has given us the kingdom. It's available to us today. It's set up in the hearts of men. If you're born again and Jesus is the Lord of your life, then you're able to tap into the provisions of that kingdom.
That's CD offer number 7230, The Gospel of the Kingdom. Two CDs for $15 plus $4 postage and handling. Total of $19.
We have a toll-free order line, 1-877-396-9400. That's 1-877-396-9400. Until tomorrow, this is Charles Capps reminding you that the enemy is defeated, God is exalted, and yes, Jesus is coming soon.
To order the product offered today, call 1-877-396-9400. Or write Charles Capps, P.O. Box 69, England, Arkansas, 72046. A complete list of CDs, books, and DVDs are available online at charlescapps.com. Through the website, you can listen to this radio program again and subscribe to our podcast. This broadcast is sponsored by Charles Capps Ministries and our listeners in this area.